Well,
it's Jack, and it's Saturday night. Saturday night in the middle of April. I don't know about you, but I'm astounded by how fast time is moving. It's less than a month until my my birthday. I'll be 46, which is just bizarre to me. You know, I know those of you who are older than me are probably going, "Eh, big deal. 46 is young." In a lot of ways, it is. It truly is. I don't feel old. But the distinction between now and in the past, I guess, is if I think about who I was and what I wanted and what I was trying to do when I was, say, 25, 30, or even 35, I felt like I had just an endless amount of time. Partly because, genetically speaking, my family, you know, we tend to live a long while. You know, almost all my grandparents lived into, you know, their 90s, and they were just short of 100. So if that's accurate for me, assuming that, you know, God forbid there's no big surprises or health scares, then I got more than half my life ahead of me. Although that half that's ahead of me is more likely to have some physical challenges that didn't exist when I was younger. So I guess you can say that's part of why I'm much more aware and concerned about my health now and what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do, because I feel that clock ticking. And I sit here and I think about what's going on in my life in general, because I'm in a period of transition, a period of motion and movement that I'm trying to move from one place to the next. And I realize that's sort of vague, but it's an apt description. You can say it's just metamorphosis. unlike the Kafka story, I'm not turning into a giant cockroach, thank God. But I am the middle of this metamorphosis, and it took me a while to realize that I was actually in the middle of it. Because when I looked at things a while ago, I thought, oh, I had to be through this. All these changes, all the crap I've been going through, I thought I've got to be pretty damn close to the end. But I realized that what I've been trying to do is so big and so significant, it's just taken longer to do it. And since none of us are in complete control of everything around us, the best we can do is manage our time and manage our life and trying to be the captain of your destiny. But, you know, whatever that means to you. But it's more just, you know, you only have so much control over things. So some of the things that have happened in some of the areas where I felt like I got tripped up, I know it had nothing to do with me other than just coincidence. You know, that's a whole different story. So in any case, what's going on right now is you're listening to this audio post that I hadn't really intended on doing any more than I intended on doing a lot of writing. I've been trying to disconnect during the weekends and spend less time on attached to my electronics and to the computer in general. But I just haven't blogged very much lately on the Jack B. And it feels strange to me. You know, that's the blog there is sort of evolving as I go through this too. Not just topic-wise, but the frequency. You know, if you think back, I did an awful lot of writing. I put out more content than most people. And I probably still do, since I have multiple blogs I support. But if you ask the Schmata Queen, my dear woman will tell you that I used to probably put out triple the amount of content I'm putting out now. I guess the big question there was, you know, is the quality good? But that's, you know, that's something I sort of touched
upon. Better them than me.
Oh, thank you, Homer. That's something I talked about, you know, recently, my last blog post. And sort of just in general, I've been thinking about a lot lately. You know, where's the quality? Is it the standard I want it to be? And what's going on there? Because a big part of what I'm trying to do with the blog in general is not just chronicle the lives of my children, and not just sort of highlight these, you know, snapshots of a moment in time, but to become a better storyteller. And, you know, that's all part of this. And I suppose that one of the best parts about having been through a bunch of crap is it tends to provide you with more material for your own writing. It provides you with more material for stories, and it gives you sort of an authenticity and depth that you wouldn't have without it. If life was nothing but sunshine and roses, you know, it would be harder to write convincingly about not knowing how you're going to pay your rent, not knowing how you're going to keep your car, not knowing how you're going to feed your family. So, you know, that those sorts of struggles, much as I hated them, been useful. Or, you know, or maybe that's just me putting, you know, lipstick on a pig. I don't know. Anyhow, what I do know is, like I said, I got caught up in this sense that I had to update the blog today. And I wrote on some of the other blogs, but just decided that I didn't have the energy to sit down and write something for the Jack B tonight. May choose to do something tonight anyhow. May write tomorrow. I don't know. Either way, I will definitely do something on Monday. The last thing I want to say is my apologies for how slow I've been at responding to comments. It's just, you know, I try and respond the same day, but I haven't been good about that for a while. And I don't have any real good excuses. I just haven't done it. But I'm grateful and thankful that you've taken the time to read and leave comments. And, you know, I may be slow, but I do get back to them. And I do acknowledge you. You know, you could spend your time elsewhere. And I'm grateful that you give it to me. So anyhow, that's what I've got for you. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace and maybe even in the comments section. Later.